Hello and welcome. This is the Open Wi-Fi Project, the dawn of the free Libre Wi-Fi chip talk by Xianjun Jiao. So Xianjun works on SDR implementation of Wi-Fi wireless networks at ID Lab. He is also an active free software SDR developer on LTE, BTLE, GPS, ADS-B, and Wi-Fi. In this talk, he'll introduce the Open Wi-Fi project, a key piece of the free software and hardware puzzle that aims to enable fully free connectivity. Xianjun, please take it away.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Xianjun Jiao. Okay, although I cannot see you, I will try my best. I'm now working in ID Lab, which is a joint lab between IMEC and Ghent University, Belgium. And I am Chinese. Today, I will talk about the Open Wi-Fi project, the dawn of the free liberal Wi-Fi chip. All right. So first, I need to answer the essential question. What is the Open Wi-Fi project? I list some items. It's the free Wi-Fi baseband chip design, although currently it's still an FPGA. Currently it supports 802.11, 8G, and N, but some of you might be familiar with Wi-Fi 4, Wi-Fi 5, Wi-Fi 6. Currently we support until Wi-Fi 4. And our hardware description language source code is available under 8GPL v3. And the design currently tested on FPGA against commercial Wi-Fi chip, which means that with our design running on FPGA, we can communicate with those commercial Wi-Fi chip, which means those your electronic devices, your home Wi-Fi router. Our design is compatible with all this standard or commercial Wi-Fi chip. And work in progress is Wi-Fi 6, i.e. 802.11ax. And the last row is the GitHub link of our project, but you don't need to remember this long address. You just search Open Wi-Fi on internet. I believe our GitHub address is on the top. Here is a brief timeline of our project. At the beginning, we did the internal development around 2 or 3 years in a European research program. It's part of the program. We also use the work for the research, for our internal research. And at the end of 2019, we decide to put the project online. And I also push a Twitter about the project with a very simple video. And as you can see, lots of people react. We got lots of attentions and eyes, and you will know why later on. I will explain. And right after that, in the beginning of the February of 2020, we went to the FOSDEM in Brussels to give some demo in the stand and give a presentation. Also got lots of eyes attractions.